We learned today of the death of dancer and choreographer Janet Collins. She died last week at the age of 86. Janet Collins was the first black permanent member of the Metropolitan Opera in New York. On November 13, 1951, she broke the color barrier, dancing in a production of Aida. Before she left the Met in 1954, she danced lead roles in Carmen, La Gioconda, and Samson and Delilah. Earlier, Collins had danced in vaudeville, in musical theater, on Broadway, and on film. Her cousin, the dancer and choreographer Carmen de Lavallade, succeeded Janet Collins as a prima ballerina at the Met. She says few dancers since her cousin have exuded such an electric presence on stage.
The first time I saw her dance, I couldn't believe my eyes. I've never seen such life on the stage and such swiftness and delicacy. And she's one of those people who is so quick that, you know, your eyes are in one place and then all of a sudden she's not there.
I've read that that early on, when she was 15, she auditioned for the Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo.
Yeah, that's right.
And was told that she could join the company, but that she would have to perform in whiteface.
Yes.
Did she talk about that?
Like, not very much. But she refused, of course. And that was a very, very courageous, wonderful thing she did.
Because that would have been an incredible opportunity for a 15-year-old, and she said no.
That is correct. She's very strong in her convictions, you know, and it was very rough at that time. You know, I guess they wanted her that badly, but they didn't want her badly enough that she would have to change the color of her skin, you know?
Mm-hmm. There was a review from the New York Herald Tribune back when she did a performance at the 92nd Street Y. This would have been, I guess, back in the 40s, late 40s?
Probably, yes.
Said she could and probably would stop a Broadway show in its tracks.
That is true.
What would she do that would have that power?
It is just her focus, it's just her presence, you know, and that you're born with, I think, you know. She had an aura and a... Oh, when you looked at her, you smiled a lot. You know, it's just something that warmed you, made you feel good. It's those intangible things. You know, you can't explain when you look at somebody on the stage and it lights up the stage and lights up the audience and everybody sits up and enjoys and you see smiles on everybody's face. That's Janet.
What kind of statement do you think it was for that time? It was the early 1950s. And your cousin, Janet Collins, was dancing lead roles at the Metropolitan Opera in New York, the first black woman to do that.
Well, it was inspiring. It was very moving and very inspiring. And Janet just didn't make a big thing about it. She just did it. She didn't stand on a soapbox or anything like that. She was such a presence, she didn't have to do anything. You didn't have to stand on soapboxes. All she had to do was perform, and everybody went with it. She just pulled them into her performance. And just took people's breath away.
Well, Carmen de Lavallade, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Dancer and choreographer Carmen de Lavallade, remembering her cousin Janet Collins, who in 1951 became the first black permanent member of the Metropolitan Opera. Collins died last Wednesday in Fort Worth, Texas. She was 86.